Bangladesh he doesn't. If he did, he would finish us off.
I'm not interested.
He would finish us off.
He's not interested in
it. Let me tell you something. Look,
he said that from day one, look, was after power. He joined political party. He created these movements. Tommy, none of that.
So he's not after power.
Hitler was talking about...
Not political power that you're talking about.
Still, power is power. It can be political, whatever. Power is power. Yeah, but I'm not talking about Power Rangers, yeah? Power is power. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but it's not political power.
But sir, if I said I want power, I want power. Yes, how are you doing?
Alright,
how are you doing, mate? Yeah.
Alright, don't
you think
what you're doing,
I've got so many questions.
One question, one conversation. Don't you think what you're doing, so you want to convert people to Islam, right? Because you think that makes you pious and stuff.
No,
you don't guide them after that, do you? Do you go to the mosque with them?
No, that's separate.
You know what, that's actually, you raised a very valid point there, and I really applaud you for that, yeah? Is that firstly, I've got so many questions I need to address. Yeah. That's my personal take on it. I believe if Tommy Robinson came to power, I believe he will slaughter us.
I believe that. So like Hitler with the Jews, like Hitler killed the Jews because he thought that the Jews had a
long way.
Has he joined the party?
A long way.
Tommy Robinson doesn't look at race.
You don't need to vote to have power.
Tommy Robinson's not looking at race. He's not like, oh, you're a brown person.
I'm trying.
Tommy Robinson's not like, oh, you're a brown person.
No.
Therefore, I'm going to hate like brown people. He's looking at the ideology. Whereas like Hitler was like, I have to exterminate these people from the gene pool.
Yeah.
Whereas like Tommy Robinson is just like, I don't really like certain aspects of this ideology, but I'll still be mates.
I would say personally, like, do I believe he has concerns? Yeah, 100%. I believe he has concerns.
He can kill an ideology, but he can't kill people.
No, let me tell you something. Freedom of speech. People come to us and say Islam is against freedom of speech. Look, let me put it like this, yeah? Freedom of speech. Let me tell you something. We've been coming to this park for 5 years. We've got people that have been coming to this park 20, 30 years, yeah? Freedom of speech is something that we love and we use, and this is what will actually open the minds of people against Islam. So when people come and say, another question, can I please, there's so many questions we've thrown, yeah?
Turn by turn, one at a time,
yeah? I'm going to start charging you, £5. Yeah, I'm going to start charging soon, yeah? So just to answer your question, of course, why should he be stopped to speaking? Of course, he has every right to speak, as long as we can reply, yeah? So what I'm trying to say is, that answering your question, I believe, genuinely, I might be wrong, like I said, I might be wrong, this is my perception, is that if Tommy Robinson came to power, he will try to get rid of Muslims. And if it doesn't work the easy way, he will slaughter us. This is what I believe.
But he wants to get rid of Islam, not rid of Muslims.
That's a big mistake.
Your critique of
Your critique of Tommy is,
he's a Hitler
in
waiting.
No, that is the whole premise of your point,
that Tommy Robinson is a Hitler in waiting. Now, if I was to ask these
people,
if you had a time machine and let's go back and kill Hitler, everyone would go, we should all do that. Yeah. So basically, you're saying...
You want to kill Hitler?
I said, if I asked all these people here, if we had a time machine and we could go back and kill Hitler, most people would probably be in favour of
But going with your argument, he has freedom of speech. He has freedom of speech.
You're saying that Hitler demonised all Jews.
You should be the referee.
You're demonising Tommy, saying he's the next Hitler. We should get rid of him because he's the next. He's going to kill. Instead of all killing all the Jews, he's going to kill all the Muslims.
No. I wouldn't say let's get rid of him. I would just say let's educate him.
Why is he being compared to Hitler? Hitler, from day one, sought power through political power. Yeah. Created a party, he tried to get votes. Mm. Tommy has done none of this.
Okay.
He is a street movement that gets big publicity about issues he's concerned with, primarily in Luton. The issues that Tommy's raised.
You're a referee, you have to be unbiased.
The issues that Tommy's raised, no one disputes now that those are issues. Has Tommy got any solutions to these problems? Yeah. No, he hasn't. But the message that he brings, that he's created big problems, nobody's now denying those are all issues. And that's all he's
done. No, of course.
The only policy I've ever heard Tommy Robinson suggest is said that you should ban new mosques until they are regulated. Which, okay, you could be in favour of your faith. It's hardly
I understand, but this is, look, you need to understand something. There's gradual steps you take. You have to be a person has to be an absolute idiot to come out right and put his real agendas on the table because he knows he'll be rejected.
Tommy Robinson is a subtle man.
Yeah, because you're his followers. Of course you're going to say that. It's like saying, hey, how many added our followers? Come on, they're going to support me.
Is Tommy a subtle man?
Look.
Let me just make a point here.
Yeah. Never. What I'm saying is, look, does Tommy have concerns? 100%. I know as a father he has concerns, just as much I have concerns as well. What we're saying is, instead of addressing these issues and tackling it together, he's made it us and them a problem. Yeah. So grooming gangs is a problem for me. Why is it only a problem for you? Can my daughter not get groomed?
Who said that?
So I'm saying, he comes and makes it seem like this is an Islamic problem. Well, it's not an Islamic problem.
Daughters do get groomed.
I'm really against people using Muslims homogeneously, but
so who?
So basically,
but this is what I'm trying to say. How is there a connection? Okay, but where is the correlation between grooming gangs and Islam? I'm trying to find that out.
I'll answer that. The majority of people in those gangs are Muslim.
Okay, one second. Okay, all right. So majority of them are Muslim. Okay, good. That's good. Okay, good. Okay, let's analyze this. Okay, they're Muslims. Yeah. Okay, they're Muslims. No problem. And let's see if Islam teaches them this. Who saw my video with Lauren Southern?
Yeah.
Who saw my video with Britain First, Jada? Yeah. Yeah? They both wanted to shake my hand, but I said no. Yeah. Why did I say no?
You got a right to say no, I know that.
You're not a referee anymore, you're biased. You've been paid.
Because you can't touch women you aren't married to.
Good point. So number one, I cannot touch the hand of another female out of respect. And why? Because I have a wife, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to. Number two, in the Quran, how many Muslims are here? Drinking alcohol, is it a major sin?
Yeah.
It's a major sin. Major sin, not minor sin. Major sin, yeah? And that means you'll be punished really severely, yeah? Number three, are you allowed to have sexual intercourse outside of marriage?
No.
Major sin, yeah? Scholars even...
That's not fun.
you can do it in the right way, you know, without messing women around, yeah? Okay, women have rights as well. So, number four, doing drugs. Is it haram, major sin?
Yes.
Major sin. Wow. So let me get this right now. They're Muslims, let's suppose, argument's sake, yeah, they're Muslims. Because I can come and say, you know what, a majority of paedophiles are white men. But I don't come and say, condemn it. So, one second.
That's not a grooming gang, though.
Yeah.
You're starting to upset me now.
Ali.
That's
individual.
I can get quite emotional. Let me finish. I'll divert it, yeah? Let me finish. You know why? Because you're going to do...
No, I'm going to say, I'll agree with you.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
So I'll say this.
Can we shake on that?
Can
I just address this? It's
covered up.
I'm going to come to that.
Because they would rather see our kids get raped than to be called racist by a liquor.
Good point. That's a very good point. I'm going to come to that, yeah? So what I'm saying is, Islam, with these people who are doing these acts, they are outright going against Islam. They, you know what they're doing? They're actually kind of putting a middle finger up to God's law and saying, I don't care. I'm going to do what my desires want. And Islam came to abolish that and said, jihad. Jihad is one of the understandings is that you're in a struggle. You fight yourself. I want to go and sleep around. No, I fear God. I shouldn't. I should do the right things. So these people are outright doing what's wrong. Islam's teaching. So therefore, Islam is against this. So let's suppose for argument's sake, the most that you can say is an Asian problem. The most that you can say, that is an Asian problem. However, then it will come down to paedophilia. I cannot come to all you white guys and say, go and condemn paedophilia, because majority of them that are doing it are... No, but you shouldn't. Why are you to blame for what that guy does?
Okay, look, Ali, listen.
Now coming back to what you said, yeah? Should it be covered up? No. I'm against it. Why are we throwing it under the carpet till it stinks? I'm saying it should be tackled.
It shouldn't be covered.
No, that's wrong. It should not be covered. Why? Because we might be branded as racist. Bruv, there's a problem. If young girls are being groomed, you have to...
No,
this is wrong. I'm telling you, this might be shocking to you.
And you Look,
shall I tell you something? No, I never said it's racist. Never once I've said it's racist. I believe it's an Islamophobe, yeah? There is such a word.
Okay, Ali, look.
Therefore, do you understand? Are we on the same page? I'm with you that due to political correctness, we should not brush it under the carpet.
Right.
It has to be addressed.
No, sorry.
I misheard you. Because of political correctness, this does not mean, just so we're not branded racist, let white girls get raped. No, that could be my daughter. I've said this before to a father that I talked to. I said, if you knew my daughter was going through this, would you do something about it? He goes, yeah. I said, do you really believe I'm going to know my next door neighbor's girl has been groomed? I'm going to be, it's a white girl. Who cares? I should question my humanity.
Do you think that they see them as hidden? So therefore, next game.
Next.
So look,
it's a major trend though. With
you're right, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Look at the Cologne. That was thousands of people pulling people underneath the rape.
But do you understand? We have something in common.
Okay.
Yeah? And this is why we need to talk. That's why we love freedom of speech. Because when we educate, I know you guys are going to go back home and say, flipping hell, man. I didn't know these guys were like that. So this is why communication is key.
If you love freedom of speech, that makes you right wing then, yeah?
No, why would it make a right wing?
No, I didn't look.
It just makes me someone that.
So you hate Antifa then? You just
no,
hate
Antifa? No. Do they, are they against freedom of speech? Oh,
they
okay.
Are, yes.
No. They're against hate
they're
speech.
There's a difference.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
I was going to say.
Is freedom? What's it? Is freedom of speech the same as hate speech?
Yes. Don't fight brown fascists.
Say it again one more time.
Don't see. Antifa only see fascism when it's white.
They don't like racism. They white racism.
Define hate speech. Define hate speech.
I understand
that you care about Muslims in the community, right?
I care about everyone, not just Muslims.
Speak out. Yeah, but like when there is a problem, when Islam is being seen in a bad light, you care about that, right? And I understand like when it comes to these grooming gangs, and there are Muslim people doing it. And you,
why do you have to say Muslim? No, why do you bring Muslim into it?
Because it's mostly Muslim. Look, I'm not inciting anything.
Guys, come on.
I'm not saying it's an Islamic thing, right?
Okay.
I'm saying that the shouldn't it be up to people in the community?
Nothing to do with Islam.
But there are people who
don't identify
you can
them
say
as
misusing.
Muslim.
I'm not saying
look,
it is.
Look, you go around and say.
I'm not saying it is Islam, right? I'm saying, but there are people who will try and use things and
use what?
Them.
Use what?
They will use. Okay, so they'll use things about. They'll use things in. They'll try and use things in some of the scripture.
No.
Yes, they will.
It's up to people.
It's up to imams. It's up to scholars to disown them, right?
Yeah, of course.
And issue fatwas against what certain people are doing in the name of Islam.
No. But it should be
self-regulating.
Then,
you go and tell.
What's your name?
You go and preach. I'm Max. You go and preach to Muslims saying what is haram and what is halal, right?
Yeah.
Because you want people to obviously have a right, if they're going to be a Muslim, then live a righteous life, right?
Yeah.
So when there are Muslims who are not living in what your opinion is a righteous life, and I totally agree that these people are not acting in an Islamic way, then it is up to the community to issue fatwas against them.
Can I just say that you are
not acting in the name of Islam, you are acting in a un-Islamic way, and
Islamic life.
But they are, the thing is that they are people of the Muslim community who are doing it. Not all of them, but a lot of them are, and they're acting in networks.
Could I just interject?
Yeah.
On that point, these Muslims who do these acts, they already know that the community, they know where they stand when it comes to Islam in the community.
Yeah.
Muslim boys who have girlfriends, they hide from their family, hide from the community just when they got a girlfriend, let alone when they're grooming. So they already know where their community stands.
Having a girlfriend,
So these grooming gangs, when they do these acts, they're hiding from their own community to do it because they know Islam don't approve of it.
Right.
If their imam knows, their family knows,
they'll get slapped up, silly.
They'll get slapped up, silly.
They'll get a backhand.
Ali, yeah.
You know the fatwa you're asking for, the fatwa?
Yeah.
It was given 1,400 years ago, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a very good point.
Hear me out.
Would it be fair for me to come and say, paedophilia that's happening,
right?
Because if these people look a lot like you guys, can you guys condemn it on camera now? Let's together. Is that fair for me to do?
If it was people, let's say most people here are Christian. I don't know, but let's say if there's someone who was using some sort of interpretation of Christianity and saying, "Look,
show me one of these grooming gangs. Show me one of these grooming gangs that said I groomed this girl because the Quran told me to."
If there's a Christian gang in Mexico who are peddling drugs,
no, that's what he's saying.
Okay,
he said that. He said that.
If there's a Catholic gang. In Mexico.
That's not a topic. He married her. He didn't groom her. He married her. I've said this before. She was 6 and consummated at 9. What's the context? No, hold on a second.
That's the point.
Exactly. There you go. This is. One second. This is ignorance. Are we going to talk about it? Can we talk about it properly? I've said this before. One second. Are you ready to debate it? Are you going to debate it?
answer my question.
I will answer it. Do you want to have a debate? You can't. This is not a yes or no answer. It's context. This is a context. Exactly. Okay. UK was a paedophile country 100 years ago. 1 second. There you go. Double standards. Double standards. Educate yourself, please. You're coming here. No, no. You've come here with hate. You came here with hate. I have. That's why I'm trying to educate you. You've come here with hate. All you did is, I don't want to listen to you. How old was Aisha? I don't want to listen to you. I've answered it. I answered it. When Tom Robinson asked me, I answered it. Okay. Yes, I'm the one. Show me one hate that I've said. Show me one hate that I've said. Show me one hate that I've said. I'll do what Tom Robinson does. When am I racist? Tell me when have I preached hate. When have I preached hate? I'm going to answer. Can we ask this? When have I preached hate?
You can't handle the truth. You hate the truth.
Am I a hate preacher or can't handle the truth? Which one?
You can't handle the truth.
Okay, and I'm a hate preacher. You can't, you know what, this okay, can you tell me whenever I preach hate? Whenever I preach hate?
There is that geezer who wanted to kill Tommy Robinson.
Which
when
one?
You
questions are valid, man. Oh, okay.
No, hang
on, One second. Tommy Robinson doesn't beat the guy because he's mentally disturbed. But when the guy says Ali, that way he takes him seriously.
All right, so like with Tommy Robinson, like I think that what he's trying to get at is that when you were liking him to Hitler and you say if he did have power, that he would, if he had that power, he would slaughter Muslims. It's like, when you're saying that, that is obviously going to influence the actions of other people. They're going to be like, oh my God, there's this like significant threat. I don't think Tommy's necessarily against the people. He's just against the ideology.
He's not
ideology.
Racist.
So like, he's not like, he wants to attack your arguments. He doesn't want to attack you physically.
He wants to attack my arguments.
Yeah.
He's been running away for one whole year. I had to chase him. He's challenged everyone. This book teaches to kill 133 verses. One verse? Tommy, one verse? 133. One verse. One. Not one verse, Kim.
Can I ask you a question, Danny Dyer?
Not one verse. Come on.
You've been saying here that you're gonna chase down extremists in both camps. There's a guy called Abdul Haq that comes to the park.
He's Abdul Haq.
On Jihadi next door, yeah?
Who's Abdul Haq?
I'll show you and then chase him, yeah?
Okay.
Because he was on Jihadi
has he said
ISIS supporter, yeah?
Has he said
and
that outright?
He's been in prison as well.
Has he said outright that he's an ISIS supporter?
On the programme.
Then why is he on the roads, fam?
Yeah,
why is he on the roads? Lock him up. Lock him up. If he's coming to kill innocent people, lock him up.
If he comes today, will you confront him like you confronted Tommy Robinson?
If he comes, firstly, look at something. If he comes and says, these are all kuffar, they should be killed, I'll be like, fam.
No, call the police, fam.
The police is there. Go call him.
That's hypocritical.
The man's going to claim to kill innocent people. I'll call the police and I'm a hypocrite.
I will do it, but he's being a hypocrite because he chased.
How am
Tommy
I a hypocrite?
Robinson,
Raj.
And Tommy Robinson
Raj,
ain't racist.
Raj.
I agree with a lot of what Tommy Robinson said, but not
Raj,
the racist.
Raj, are you bipolar?
I don't know, maybe.
Because last week, I'm against Tommy Robinson and this, that. Today he comes, make your mind up.
Second,
you seem bare confused.
When did I say I was against Tommy Robinson?
You do.
Robinson?
When you got
I'm
caught with that video
racist.
With National, what
I'm
they called?
I'm against racist.
National Front.
No, I wasn't with National
Front. Not National Front. That guy who came from. You know that guy who couldn't come here with his girlfriend?
Oh, more slander.
When they interviewed you.
Oh, Peter Sweden.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was.
You didn't
was.
Know. Okay.
I
man.
Just said the
right, opposite. Right.
Opinion.
I'm against all kinds of extremism.
There's a problem with grooming.
I don't care. Muslim, non Muslim. I don't care.
Against Sikhs.
I speak against Anjum Chowdhury, ISIS.
You
I don't care. Let me tell you something. You know why I'm against extremists, yeah? Let me tell you something, yeah? Look.
We'll find him.
Let me
today.
Tell you
let's
why. Let me
him.
Tell you.
When I find him,
let me
yeah,
tell
let's
you.
Confront him.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something, yeah? The reason why I'm against extremists is because you know why? We are the ones that suffer. There's a line. Look, imagine there's a line here,
and
yeah?
I suffer as well because I look like this.
Yeah, I know. We don't want to suffer. Why are you suffering because
you
look like that?
They can't, most people can't tell I'm a Sikh, can they? When I'm walking around with this.
That looks so dangerous. You didn't see what it does. It's a little bit dangerous.
This does.
Yeah, you're going to scare people if you do that.
I'm one of the good guys.
Especially with this, man. So, what I'm trying to say is this. Imagine there's a line, yeah? Look, we the British public are on one side. We're here just trying to tackle extremism. Anjum Chowdhury, ISIS, far-right groups like Tommy Robinson, Britain First, are on this side. I'm not saying they're exactly equivalent to ISIS because ISIS outright just goes on a madness and kills Muslims. They kill Muslims and blow up mosques, yeah? They're on one side saying, preaching hate. Who suffers? We suffer. You end up getting run over or I end up getting run over. Why? Oh, the kuffar. Oh no, Muslim, they want to take over, infidel, blah, blah. We are the ones who are getting run over. And I'm here to stop that. Because if we don't, more people are going to die like you and like me. At the hands of these people who are pocketing money and doing it for their own agenda.
How are you stopping that,
by speaking out against it.